two guests in the studio. John Healy is with Allstate here in the city, and Adrian Doran is the head of Barclays NI. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're talking about business and the links between business and government and education. And we've touched on this before on the programme, John, with regards to how important it is that business understands education in this part of the world.
Well, it's really important for all of us as businesses to be out there in schools talking about what we're doing, because whenever it comes down to it, we want those school kids to come through and take the jobs that we're creating in the economy here. So we've got to be out there, we've got to be helping to signpost the way through to the jobs, we've got to be helping the teachers understand how the economy here is developing and where those jobs are being created, and then we need to help bring in those skills that will help the kids get those jobs whenever it comes to the time for them coming out of the schools, going on to colleges, and then through and into our businesses.
And this is all linked to business in the community. It's not just Allstate out trying to find the best staff.
Oh no, it definitely isn't just one company out there. You know, it really is a collective effort, and there are so many businesses right across the city, right across Northern Ireland, who are doing amazing work with schools, and you know, under the auspices of Business in the Community, who's got an amazing convening power and brings us together and helps us, you know, to better target the resources that we can bring to bear. So definitely not any one company, but as a group, we're doing a lot out there. But that doesn't mean that the job's sorted. You know, there's so much more that still needs to be done.
Adrian, when we hear top employers arriving in the city or arriving in Northern Ireland, they say, oh, it's because of the wealth of talent that's coming out of our academia here. Are they accurate in that? Are we as good as we think our kids are?
Well, there's no doubt we have a very skilled workforce here, and that's attracted lots of companies in, like Barclays and Allstate. But I think equally one of the challenges we now have is that skills base is drying up. And, you know, if you look at our unemployment measure now, it's as lowest it's ever been. And what we hear, both John and myself are involved in some of the local business organisations, and probably the biggest complaint we hear from employers is they can't get skills. And I guess that's partly because the world of work is changing. The types of jobs that are being created in our economy now are very different to 20 years ago. And I guess there's a bit of a catch-up period where the education system has got to catch up with that demand and readjust. And that's where employers, I think, have a role to play, and you really do need all three legs of the stool coming together in terms of business, government, and the schools to make sure we're creating enough skills that'll drive the economy.
And as someone who's senior in banking, what would you say to the family of a young person, or indeed to the young person themselves, if they were to ask you for guidance on where the present is as opposed to the future? What is the way to go?
Well, one of the big challenges, I think, is just the level of careers advice that we're giving our young people, and I've seen that myself. I've gone to, you know, my kids' careers dates, and I'm sitting there listening. Lots of schools, grammar schools, still pushing young people towards the professions, and meanwhile there are lots of jobs in, you know, digital technologies that are really going to be the opportunities of the future. So my advice would be to go and speak to some businesses. Don't necessarily just listen to the advice that you might be getting from your careers teacher in school. Really go out and do your homework yourself, and talk to people like Business and Community, or talk to employers who you know, or friends and family, and they will tell you where the opportunities are.
Do you get a sense sometimes, John, that maybe a young person listening to advice is intimidated by the presence of a major name like Barclays or like Allstate?
Okay, I don't think so, and you know, that's part of why we do so much outreach, because we want to take away any of that kind of aura that says, "Oh, maybe I couldn't get a job in there." Of course, the kids can, and so we go out into the schools and we bring the schools in. Just this weekend past, we ran an event at Allstate. It was a Cyber First for Girls competition. 10 schools in competing in a national championship on cybersecurity skills, and that was just amazing to be a part of. You know, just to see the level of enthusiasm. It's good for us in terms of a big brand supporting that, but really important important in terms of showcasing, in this case, to 10 schools of girls, to showcase where the jobs in the economy are. But it's also about us, building on what Adriana said, it's talking about the jobs, but also the routes into the jobs, because the traditional route of going through school and then into university and then into employment is changing. You know, big companies like Barclays, like Allstate and many other have other routes into our companies as well. And we need to be talking to the careers teacher, talking to the kids, and importantly, talking to their parents about the routes through from school into the world of work. The opportunities that are out there today in the economy in Northern Ireland are just so much more advanced than they were whenever either myself or Adrian, dare I say it, were coming through school, and that's just great. And what we want to be sure is we continue to build those opportunities and the prosperity of here for everybody.
And Adrian, I can't let you go without asking you, is banking still the business to be in? Like, you're younger than me, you're older than some, but when you would have been coming through, it would have been seen as the dream job. Is it still a dream job?
I'm not sure about that. It's completely different, and I guess one of the best things, just to follow on from what John was saying, one of the best things a young person can do is get a work placement. Just go into an organisation for a week, and I know we take people all the time from different schools for a week's work experience, and they are completely transformed at the end of the week in terms of their views on what banking is about, or what even working in an office is about. We take them down to what we call our Eagle Lab in Ormo Baths, and they see a co-working space, lots of young people running around in hoodies and doing programming and creating their own businesses, and they've never seen anything like that before. So that's a great thing that people can do. But certainly banking has changed, but I think like every industry has changed, and with what, you know, the fourth industrial revolution, as it's called, is going to continue to change, and probably accelerate. So a lot of the jobs that people are doing today may not exist in 20 years' time. So we have to be thinking of that when we're training our young people today.
Yeah, this sound advice and business in the community is absolutely there to help. John Healy, who's VP and MD of Allstate NI, and Adrian Doran, head of Barclays NI. Success stories in the studio, gentlemen. Seriously, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much indeed.